and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Galatians 4 verse 19, Ephesians 2 verse 12, 2 verse 1. Once Christ is accepted in the new believer's life, the covenant of the promise by the Father above is delivered to the new believer. Jesus speaking, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high." Luke 24 verse 49. Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit fell on him, he became a powerful leader of the church. Once accepted in the life of a believer, the Holy Spirit is the power of the whole creation of God. The power of the Holy Spirit brought forth all creation, including the earth, animals, and the entire universe. God is to be called the Father in which all creation and sources come from. Christ is the Word of God. He has existed with the Father for all eternity, since the beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1 verse 1. The unity of God is very complex to understand with the human mind. He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also He hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. The Father loves the Son who serves the Father. From this relationship is the Holy Spirit who is the acting agent of creation. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 5 through 7. The Holy Spirit is an active power. The Father thought the source through as the Son spoke the words, and the Holy Spirit activated them with the Holy Spirit's power. Christ, in coming to earth, demonstrated what Adam should have been like. The Son is the representative of man and experienced obedience to the Father. Christ showed on earth the will of His Father in heaven. Through Christ as God's final sacrifice, God will forgive all men which have fallen short of His glory. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Romans 3 verse 23, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17, John 1 verse 12. Christ showed the angels, principalities, and powers that love shall triumph over hate and evil.